New Horizons for the Woolworth Girls by Elaine Everest. Read by Annie Aldington. This is the last book Elaine wrote, and I would like to thank all the lovely readers and followers who I hope have enjoyed her writing. There are so many people involved in the production of a book, from her agent, Caroline Sheldon, to all the staff at Pam Macmillan. I thank you too. Most of all, I thank Elaine for her love throughout the years, and I therefore dedicate this book to her memory. Michael Everest. The untold want by life and land ne'er granted, now voyager sail thou forth to seek and find. Walt Whitman. Chapter 1. February, 1940.
I can't drive that.
Annie Brooks stood hands on hips, an indignant look on her sweat-covered face.
Besides, we can't afford such a thing.
She glared at the two men.
If you'll excuse me, I need to get back to work.
She turned towards the side of the house and the path that led to the outhouse, no more than a corrugated iron shack, where steam could be seen wafting from the open-ended building. She stopped by a tap attached to a wooden post, cupping her hands under the icy water and scooping it up, sighing as the sudden coldness soothed her hot face and neck. It might be February, but where they worked was extremely hot. Retying the colourful scarf that kept her unruly blonde curls from her face, she entered the room where they earned their money as laundresses and joined her mother.
"What did your Uncle Pete want?"
Violet Brooks asked, as she continued to put her weight against the handle of a large iron mangle that stood next to one of four steaming coppers, and pushed it slowly round. Annie grabbed the end of a linen sheet that appeared from between the rollers, guiding it into a wicker basket that lay underneath the mangle. Once the heavy sheet had gone through the process, they put it through the ringers one more time. Then each took a basket handle and heaved it outside to where a row of washing lines stood at the edge of a small orchard.
"He reckons we could improve the laundry business by having a van to deliver and collect the bag wash from our customers," Annie said, as between them they pinned the large sheet to the line using wooden pegs kept in the pockets of their aprons.
Once they'd put a long wooden prop under the washing line to hold it up, Violet wiped her hands, pursing her lips as she did so.
"Does he now? I'll be having a word with him, as he has nothing to do with this business, and I don't want him poking his nose in,"
she huffed, picking up the empty laundry basket and heading back through the outhouse towards the path that wove its way around their cottage and onto the dirt track road beyond. This then led to the marshes and the farm from which Blossom Cottage took its name.
"What's all this about, Pete?"
she asked of the man who was still standing in the road, talking to his and Violet's father.
"We haven't got the money for your harebrained schemes. We don't see you from one month to the next, and then you turn up telling our Annie she needs to be driving a van rather than using the horse and cart that's been good enough for the business since I was a girl. And her not even 19 yet."
She turned and gave her father a waspish look.
"I take it you've had a hand in this idea?"
Jasper James raised his hand to shield himself from his daughter's eyes.
"Don't you go blaming me. I just came out here to say hello to our Pete. I'll go back inside. I know when I'm not welcome," he said, shuffling back towards the house.
"Check on Mum and see if she needs helping out of bed. Her legs were playing her up yesterday. You could make her a brew and a slice of toast as well,"
Violet called after him, before turning to her younger brother. "I thought you'd have signed up to fight for your country by now. It's been months since the war was declared, and what have you done?"
Pete shrugged his shoulders. "They don't want me because of my dodgy lungs. It runs in the family," he said, glancing at the departing figure of their father. "That's why he only fought for a little while in the first shout."
"Laziness runs in this family," Violet muttered, as she looked at the van Pete was leaning against. "Where has this come from?"
Pete, sensing Violet's interest, started to show